For 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, is a gloriously positive book that is fun to read, listen to, or give as a gift.
I love all the adventures.
It is full of fun stories and humor.
So positive and upbeat.
I love all the advantages.
Positive Vision, Enjoying the Adventures and Advantages of Poor Eyesight by Ken Brandt, has received great book reviews and is available at all major online sites that sell books, ebooks, or audiobooks.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available along with relocation, housing, and services assistance for those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder.
And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. That's right, this is your host, Michael, and welcome to the Blind and Beyond radio show. And for those folks tuning in for the first time, say, what is this all about? Well, let's just say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. Welcome. And if you folks would love to call in, which we love to have you call in, the phone number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680 if you want to call in. But before we get started, let me introduce you tonight, the players tonight. To my left, and by the way, for those folks who don't know, for the last couple of years, it's COVID-19. Lynn and I have been operating from our home in outside of Orlando, Florida. And Chris, you'll be talking to him in a second, listening to him in a second. He's in the radio station. So Lynn Golder, to my left, co-host. Lynn Golder, you there?
I'm here, and welcome, everybody. Oh, thank you, Chris. Welcome, everybody, to the December 12th edition of the Blind and Beyond radio show. So happy you're all with us tonight.
And in his home and way outside Orlando, Florida, our other co-host, David Hillebrand. David, you there?
Good evening, everyone. I am indeed here with crazy technology. I've had to come in a different way than usual, but I still made it. So.
We're grateful that you're here, absolutely. And in the studios in, the big city of Orlando. Without him, there's no show. Our engineer, our producer, Chris Shaw. You there, Chris Shaw?
Hey. How you doing? Your boy is right here. I'm right here having a good time holding it down with you, and definitely with you. Watch out there now.
He's the man who's pushing all those big buttons.
Watch out there.
Hey, good evening, Chris.
This is his watch out there now. That's right.
Yeah, I had to throw that one in.
Yeah,
Chris, introduce your assistant tonight.
Well, I have a young lady that came to help me out, and I told her I'm so proud of her, and I appreciate her so much. You're in your junior year now, right? You a senior? Golly. She's a senior over at Bethune-Cookman University, majoring in education, and she has been phenomenal. She started out with me, and she still come in the studio and work with me at the university. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women, put your hands together for Miss Nina Bratcher.
Hey, Nina.
All right.
Well, I want to give a big shout out, first of all.
Long distance or short distance?
No, short distance first. To our great, listen to this one, our great, listen to the word I said, folks, great granddaughter. Our granddaughter's here. Her name is Haley, our granddaughter. But our great granddaughter is here, Eliano. Ellie, you here? Got something to say? Say hi. You can open your mouth down. Say something.
Hi, Ellie.
Haley, David's saying hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Well, the baby, she's not allowed to
talk.
Be loud.
Yeah. Now she's not talking.
She's just a little shy, is all. That's all.
I'm sure.
And I also want to give a big shout out tonight for all the Hendels that are listening tonight.
Right.
Glad to have you aboard, all the Hendels from all over the country. Love to have all the Hendels listening to the show. That's my family. If you want to know a Hendel, that's my mother's side of the family. They were all Hendels. Anyway, Dave, you got any shout-outs?
Wow, I do, actually, to my lovely wife, Brenda, to my buddy, Neville, to my friends, the Lakes up in Pittsburgh, PA, that are listening. And who also were connected with New London, Connecticut. So all those and more, perhaps, later.
Okay. Hey, Chris, you got any shout-outs, Chris Shaw?
Shout-out to my family and shout-out to everybody who was listening tonight.
Yeah, that's Nina. She represented
Nice, Nina.
For the night.
Okay.
Very good. Thanks, Nina.
For those who don't know, by the way, my family of Hendels, that's the Hendel family, picture this, over 400 strong. How's that?
Wow.
A nice size family? Over 400 of us.
I went to the Haley, you went to the one recently, but I went to the 50th reunion. It was just amazing.
Yep.
Stems back from the, what, the late 1800s?
Yeah. One man had five brothers. I think there's one sister. Anyway, from that, now there's over 400 of us. Isn't that amazing? Yep,
that
we're all over the country.
Amazing.
Awesome. Yep. They primarily started everything pretty much in New London, Holyoke, Massachusetts, and then went to New London. So basically, they're mostly in New London, and then they went all over the country.
And you guys still talk to each other and like each other. That's the thing.
There you go. There you go. Well, we have a reunion twice a year. We have picnics and parties going on.
That's cool.
We even have our own newspaper, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yep. Anyway, tonight's going to be a very special show. We got a lot of things going on. And
recommended or two early, if that's okay.
You think so?
Yeah, we'll get started.
Okay. I think we'll get started early. Because we have a lot of things to go on tonight, a lot of things going on. So, Chris, let's get the first break over with and get started here. We got a lot of things happening. So we're going to break. Let's go to break. Time to go to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Showcase your commitment to the field of technology and the disability community by securing your participation as a sponsor or exhibitor at the 2022 CSUN Assistive Technology Conference. This is the perfect opportunity to interact with thousands in the community, to highlight advancements in technologies and products, promote services, or build brand recognition. The in-person conference will be held from March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Join other industry leaders in support of an inclusive world for all people with disabilities by taking advantage of these opportunities while they are available. Learn more by visiting our website, csun.at/opportunities.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios.
We are back. Oh, yes, we are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. That's right, your host, Michael. If you don't like it, well, then I guess you don't going to listen to the radio show. What can I say to you, folks? That's right. People say this is an orthodox show. Well, it is. It's meant to be. Folks, let me tell you a little story. Besides you listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, sometimes my wife comes up with things.
Out of the clear blue.
Out of the clear blue.
Truly.
Lynn, tell the story.
Yeah, let me just...
I've got to tell you a story.
Our next guest with just a little synopsis here. I happen to be looking up some news in the blind community, just like I always do. I've been doing it for almost 7 years. You know, I want to know what's going on, so I'm in the loop, too. So we can... And then present it to you on the air. So one thing led to another last week, and I brought up... An article came up online about the Southeast Connecticut Community Center of the Blind in New London was looking for a new home. And I said, what? What a coincidence. That's where Michael's family's from. Michael has deep roots in New London, Connecticut. So I said, oh, we have to share this story and the rest of this story.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you a story, folks. Yeah. So anything comes up in New London, I jump on it. Okay, so now I'm going to tell you a story. I made a phone call, which I always do. Anybody has anything in the blind community, I'm always calling them. You know, that's how we have. The show's getting bigger and bigger. That's why we have over a million listeners listening to this radio show now. And when I heard about New London, these girls, people that have a problem, I'm on it. Before I go any further, let me introduce you to a couple of the people from the association there in New London. We have Wendy, is the executive director. You introduced.
Right. Yeah. Well, we have. They're both actually in the Zoom room. We're excited to meet them on the air. We have Wendy Lusk, who Wendy is the executive director at Southeast Connecticut Community Center of the Blind, and we have Tammy Paradis, and Tammy is the secretary of the board. And if I'm not mistaken, Tammy is also legally blind. So that is the background.
Okay. So now,
welcome.
Ladies. Welcome, ladies.
Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
So here's what I understand, ladies, and you tell me if I'm right, and I'm going to talk to both of you. Wendy, as executive director, let's just say this way. When I asked you some questions off the air, we found that your organization hasn't been doing too well because the past folks, well, they were clueless. Is that pretty much correct, would I say that? Because what you even told me that... Dying in the dark. They were voted down not to have even executive. They didn't even want to have a dying in the dark. Is that right?
That is correct.
So when it comes to fundraising, let's just say the organization was clueless, number one.
That's
Would you say that's correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so now why we're bringing you on the show is so I want the people to hear from both of you about your group in New London, Connecticut. So Wendy, and both of you talk. It's up to both of you for talk for a minute about the group.
All right. Well, first of all, there's approximately 9,500 blind and visually impaired people living in Connecticut. And, you know, we have just a small portion of that, like about 1,000 living in the area. And our main goal is to reach out to these blind and visually impaired members, because we know that in the blind world, blind people need to meet with one another to make them feel like they really exist and, you know, feel better about themselves. And the center offers them a place to meet other blind people. And, you know, without that center, they really don't have any other place to go. Many of our members, it's their life to come over to the center and participate in the events and the monthly activities that we have to offer them. And, you know, just me being sighted, I can see the camaraderie that they've formed with one another when they come to the center. It really makes them feel good. And we just need to keep this going. When I took over as the executive, how should I put it? They didn't want to see it continue anymore. They were getting kind of tired, and they were losing interest. And after volunteering for a lot of years, I just couldn't let this happen. So that's how I became the executive director. Tammy, do you
want to? One of the things I want to bring up, you said Connecticut has 9,000. Connecticut has more than 9,000. We're just talking the southeastern part has about 9,000. Because when you start talking about all over the country, as we all know, about 4% of the population is visually impaired, 4%. So when you start talking about that southeastern has about 9,000, that would be about correct. And the point that I'm saying is that Wendy and this group in the past, based on what was told to me, she was not run properly, because the point being is the fundraising wasn't that good. They were doing things that when I spoke to them was so off the wall, it was ridiculous. I'd like to hear a little bit from Tammy. Tammy, since you're visually impaired, what do you have to say for yourself?
What do I have to say for myself is that this center is the light of my life. I'm married. I have children. I have grandchildren, and I'm busy with them. But I'm also going to go visually impaired, completely blind, at some point in my life. And I want to be able to enjoy my life independently, and I want to share it and give hope to others who think that there's nothing out there for them. That just breaks my heart to think that there are probably people, there are blind people out there that are missing out.
One of the things in question that was brought to my attention from both these ladies, this is Michael talking, it's not, as you would say, what's the importance of any group meeting somewhere? And as far as I'm concerned, if a blind group doesn't meet anywhere, you got a problem. Because The point is, where does a blind person go to meet someone else? We have a radio show. That's true. That's why we're on the radio. So blind people can hear and touch and feel, but they can't meet personally. When you have an organization in Orlando, there's an organization that I belong to that meets every once Saturday a month. They meet. But they also have Christmas parties. They have a lot of other organizations going on. And they have dues. And they have a lot of fundraising things. Every West Palm Beach, Florida, they have a thing going. Everybody has a thing going. And in London, they have a problem. They have to get their feet get going here. And the problem is they need help. And right now, let me just say to my listeners, I'm going to say this loud and clear so everybody understands where I'm coming from. I have never asked my listeners, I'm going to ask you now. I'm going to ask you now to make a pledge. I make a pledge from your heart. It's Christmas time. A pledge that, let's just say, if you don't have the money this second, you'll make a pledge now. And when you get your money on the 1st of January, then we'll talk. And you can give a credit card on the 1st of January. Let's just say, make a pledge at least that you going to make a commitment by January 10th. So this way, you can make a pledge, give something to help these people in New London get off their feet. We have to get them off their feet to get started, to get rolling again. I mean, there's so many different things that they have to fix. I'm trying to get them now with other, well, let's just say this way. Let me just say this, folks, out loud. They didn't even know, like what I know, when we go in Orlando, a lot of folks go out to eat. And I'm saying this for everybody, if you are in Pennsylvania, if you're in Omaha, Nebraska, wherever you are, if you go out to eat to a restaurant, 50 people, 100 people, and you don't make a deal with the restaurant, at the end of the day, when you leave, that they should give you back a cut of the, so let's just say the check was $1,000. They should be giving you a check for at least $150 made out to your organization. That's just the way it is, because if they want your business, then they should give you a discount But the discount goes to your organization. They should give you a discount of 15% and give you a kickback for all the people that came there. And that's just one thing. But everything that you do, if you're buying things from a company, organization, and you're going to resell it, you have to make a profit. You just can't sell it for the same thing. It's impossible. That's why they're broke. The point is, right now, the reorganizing. Thank you, ladies, for helping. They're reorganizing. And the point is, we need our listeners' help. I'm asking you, yes, from the bottom of my heart, if you like this Blind and Beyond radio show, I'm asking not to give to the Blind and Beyond radio show, because thank God we have our sponsors, we have our advertisers. Thank God we're doing wonderful. Thank God for that. But I'm asking you right now, if you like this radio show, I want you to help these people. I want you to give a pledge. I want you to call in 407-894-1680. 100% of this pledge is going to this organization in New London, Connecticut. This is 100% legitimate. This is a blind organization that you're going to help other blind people get started. It's not right for these people
that they
have no place to talk to one another, be part of an organization. You know, there's words, hope. There's another word that's very important,
focus.
Positive.
Yep.
And then you have another word, the last, is focus. Those three words, and every member in the blind community, you have to have these three words. I always said, if you listen to me on the radio, I always say, and when I was sighted, I didn't know a blind person. I did not know one. The only person I ever met when I was a kid was Stevie Wonder. That's why I told you that. Now I'm blind. Now I know a lot of blind people. Thanks for this radio show. But the point is this way. These people in New London, there's people all over, whether it's Groton, Niantic, Norwich. These are little towns around where we're talking about, where all these people live. They should know one another. We're going to get the newspaper involved. We're going to get the radio station involved. But we need your help, folks. We need your help because they can get off their feet, because they need things. They need to do things. And we need your help. I'm going to say this one thing. If you care about this radio show, I want to hear pledges coming from my sighted people and my blind people to help these people exist. It's not right that other blind people can't meet other blind people. It's not right. We need your help. Please, please, please. And I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart. Please help.
I was thinking that it would be good if Wendy and Tammy would give some specifics as to what it is that they need to get off.
Well, wait a minute. The point is they need everything. The point is this way.
A lot of people don't know what everything is.
Trust me. I don't want to go into it. It's too negative. The point is this way. We need our listeners. We need their help. Because the point is, if they say to you, they couldn't even do what everybody else, a white cane day, or a dying in the dark, they didn't have any of this. A fundraiser to them, they don't know, as we know, in Orlando, whether we get discounts, we go out to eat, we get discounts, we get all this money getting kicked back from the restaurants. That's just the way it is.
We have a lot
is that right?
to learn.
Wendy?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You didn't know from going to a restaurant, they got to give you back at the end of the night. They give you a check for $200 back.
No, I was just following the way things were done in the past, and we just weren't getting anywhere. And when I came in, I started to think about how we could, improve and be more, out there in the community, to have the community, be aware of who we are. So
we're going to get New London involved. We're going to get the newspaper involved. We're going to get the radio station involved. We're going to get a lot of people involved and help you get on your feet, because mm-hmm. we want the blind folks to meet one another, to have a hope. It's not right. I mean, now that you know the radio show exists, you'll listen to the radio show. But the point is, I want to get some pledges from our audience. I'm going to expect it. I'm going to say loud and clear, I expect my friends that listen to this show, if you like this show, and if you like anything about this show, I'm expecting you to call in with a pledge. Okay? This is the bottom line. I expect it. I hear you loud and clear, folks. I know who you all are. And those million people out there, you better call in. Because the point is, all of you, I don't know, but I know a lot of you.
Don't like to call in.
They can give a pledge. They can call in and give...
Well, here you go. I think you got your first pledge of the night. We're going to go to Brunswick, Georgia, and talk to the one and only Miss Carolyn from Brunswick. Miss Carolyn, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Carolyn, I love you, baby. I love you, Carolyn. The first pledge is coming from Carolyn from Brunswick, Georgia. Thank you, darling, so much. I love you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I love you all.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to pledge $100.
Wow. Oh, my God. $100 coming from another blind woman. Is that fabulous? Is that fabulous? A blind woman, that is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. A blind woman giving to another blind group. Carolyn, I can kiss you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
It's Christmas.
Oh, my God.
That's wonderful. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
It's Christmas time.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You all too.
Thank
you,
darling. You're the best.
Yeah, wonderful to hear you.
Thank you, Carolyn.
You're sounding better all the time, Miss Carolyn.
Yes,
and thanks for helping out, too.
All right. You'll give your information.
Carolyn, give your information. And you'll let us know when you pledge, when we can call you for your pledge.
Yeah.
So we'll call you back and you'll give us a date when we can call you.
That's a good idea. Just get the phone number.
Just take your phone number and we'll call you back.
How's that?
Okay, when you can call back and get.
Work
find out when
later.
We can get the $100
exactly,
from her.
Exactly.
That is phenomenal.
That's
awesome.
God. And get tissues,
Mike. It's unbelievable.
Thank
if
you, Carolyn.
By the way, you folks, if you don't want to tell how much you're giving, you don't have to. If you just want to give a pledge and say a pledge, if you want to tell how much, that's great. But I will tell you right now, anyone who gives $50 or more, I will be banging away your name a lot over the next few weeks. I promise you that. Like, Carolyn, you're going to hear your name so a lot. That's unbelievable, Carolyn. Carolyn is not, I know Carolyn, and she's not a wealthy woman, and she's a blind, totally, totally blind woman, not visually impaired. She's totally blind, and I know her, and she listens to the show.
She had her own heartache.
Yeah, she has her own heartache, and she listens to the show since we've had the show. A total listener, doesn't call in all the time, and here she's calling to give a pledge for $100. That's phenomenal. I'm expecting more calls to call in. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. I don't want to hear you just for trivia. I want to hear you now for a pledge. Now's the time. I don't ask you for the Blind and Beyond radio show. I'm asking for these people in New London. These people that, one more second. These people need help. I'm asking for these people in New London, Connecticut, these blind souls. Our brothers and sisters, you got it? Call in now,
407-894-1680. Wendy and Tammy Moore.
Wendy?
All righty. So,
yeah, I'd love to hear more about what you guys do up there and see what it says.
All right. So, listen, we're going to go to the phone line because we have Terry on the phone line all the way from Connecticut. Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, Terry. Go ahead, and we opened up the phone line for you to talk to everybody. Go ahead, Terry.
Oh, boy. I didn't call to talk to everybody, but anyway, I just called to make a pledge. I like to make a pledge of about $25.
Thank you so much, Terry.
Generous, man.
Thank you so much, sweetheart, Terry.
You're welcome.
Terry's for $25. Thank you so much, Terry. Appreciate
another
it so much.
Another Connecticut guy, too.
Another
how
Connecticut. Yes, Connecticut.
That's cool.
Terry
what
for $25. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome.
Terry, you there?
Yes, I'm still
young
here.
Up.
Okay.
What part? She's asking what part of Connecticut?
Middletown. I'm from Middletown, Connecticut.
Middletown.
All right. Hello, Middletown.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the music man.
That's it?
Yes, I am indeed.
Music
man,
Terry. How's it going, bud?
Thank you so much, Terry.
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Real good, man. Happy holidays to you. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, go online and check out my new release, too.
I'll do it. I've checked out a bunch of them, so I'm there,
well,
man.
I just released one a couple weeks ago. Yeah?
Very cool. Yeah, I'd love to catch that.
Sure. So anyway, I just wanted to call in and try to help out a little. So hopefully you can use what I get.
That's right.
Yeah.
We need
it all helps big time.
Everybody's help. We need everybody's help.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
You're welcome.
We'll be talking to you soon. All right.
Representing Middletown.
You guys have a
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Happy holidays.
Hey, Terry, happy holidays to you and yours, Terry.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
All right. Listen, our next caller is another caller from Connecticut that's calling in. Chelsea from Connecticut. Chelsea, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. You got the phone.
What's your name? What is your first name?
Chelsea.
Chelsea? Chelsea. Hi, it's a pleasure,
Perry.
Chelsea.
Hi.
It's a pleasure, Chelsea.
That's my daughter,
it's a pleasure,
Chelsea.
Oh, okay. You don't have to give your last name on this radio show.
That's okay. I mean, you okay. gave my mom's last name, so.
yeah, might as okay. well, right? The
so
cat's
I'm,
out of the bag
just,
now.
I just wanted to call in and express the importance of the center. Obviously, I grew up with a visually impaired mom, and she raised us, you know, raised the family. And I think the most important message is that you don't have to stop living life just because you have, you know, an impairment. And she taught us that. So
exactly
I just
right.
want to hear that. That's all I have to say.
that's correct.
Yeah.
You're right. Of course, it's important for a lot of people that have just become blind and stuff to have ways of finding that out and being able to talk amongst each other, and support groups are very important. So
yeah, the center is
important. What your mom's doing is an important thing.
Yeah, it helps people realize that they don't have to stop living life, you know, and that they can get out there and do the things that sighted people can, you know, do on the daily.
Yep, exactly right. Well, hopefully we can offer some support and certainly let more people know about what you've got going on up there.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much for calling.
Thanks,
appreciate
Chelsea.
It. So much,
happy
Chelsea.
Holidays
yeah, of course.
To you, too.
She's great. She cares a lot.
I want to hear the phones ringing, folks. I want to hear the phones ringing with pledges. I'm
that was
expecting
nice to
my
hear
listeners
from.
To call in.
Yes, keep calling.
Hey, Chelsea,
exactly.
We appreciate you so much, Chelsea. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Love you, Mom.
Aww.
Love you, too.
Stay warm up
okay,
there
I'm
in Connecticut.
Not too warm. It's Connecticut, but...
Right, right. As warm as you can stay, anyway.
Well, you guys have a good night. Thanks for having me.
Yep, you too.
Bye.
All right,
yep,
so
stay warm is not an easy task.
We got another caller, but give me a moment. We're working this thing out over here because it's blowing up over here. Hold on. We got you covered.
Yeah, you got to process the call.
I want to hear the phone ringing. I want to hear my pledges coming in now.
All
this
right.
From the London
phones right now.
For all,
right.
all the people in southeastern Connecticut, I want them to have hope.
All right,
all you sight people don't understand.
All right, so we have on the phone line with us right now Miss Rachel from the bottom, I believe, Connecticut.
From Bolton, Connecticut.
Bolton, Connecticut. Hey, Miss Rachel, how you doing? Happy holidays to you.
Hi, happy holidays.
Good. Go ahead,
happy
Mike.
Happy holidays to you.
That's daughter number one.
Oh, wow.
That's right. I'm daughter number one.
All right.
Uh-oh. Wait,
welcome,
hold on.
Miss Rachel.
We got a daughter competition going on tonight. Oh, boy. It's on and popping,
of
huh?
Of course we do.
They love their mama.
Yes, we do. And we support her. And we support the Blind Center as well.
That's important. Thank you for that.
Yes,
I want my listeners calling the pledges. Let's go with the pledges. Come on, let's go, pledges.
All right,
that's
wonderful.
Good,
so we would like to pledge $100.
Oh, who's making $100
wow.
pledge?
You.
Who's making $100 pledge?
That's incredible.
Rachel.
Is.
Oh, my goodness. That's beautiful, Rachel. Thank you so much,
Rachel.
Rachel,
that's awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Rachel.
Of
Thank
course,
you. That's
you're welcome.
Awesome, Rachel. Thank you so much. I'm just waiting for my
beautiful.
Listeners to call in. My listeners call in. Not just for trivia. I want you now. I'm saying it loud and clear. This is Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. I have never asked you like this. I'm asking for my group in New London. These people need a start. I want to make sure they have hope. I want to make sure they have a positive situation. Whatever they're going to do in New London, they got to get on their feet. There's a lot of things I'm talking to these people about, and I want them to have, get on their feet to grow. They want to be able to sell things to the blind group, whether it be a watch, whether it be anything. They need to have something, because all you folks, you know where you can go. Don't forget, this is Southeastern Connecticut. There's nothing there. It's like in Orlando, you got all different kinds of organizations. You got the Lighthouse, you got this, you got that, you got this. They got nothing. Zippo.
Hey, Rachel.
So you folks in Pennsylvania and Florida, you got organizations. Here they got an organization with a lot of people, and they got nothing.
Hey, we're working on changing that.
We want to tell Rachel, right. Rachel, thank you so much. We appreciate you. And stay. Hey, keep doing what you're doing, Rachel.
Thank you. Love you, Mom.
Thanks, Rachel.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.
Merry Christmas.
All righty.
Merry Christmas to you.
Let's go to another one of our good friends, our good callers out of Clinton, Indiana, the one and only Mr. John. John, how you doing, sir? Happy holidays to you.
Hi, John.
Happy holidays, John. All of you guys down there. Hey, Michael, Lynn, I'll donate
$25. Thank you so much, John. Appreciate it so much, John. Appreciate you.
My goodness. Very,
thank you.
Very generous.
Thank you. Appreciate it, John. Appreciate
now,
it so
Lynn,
much. Appreciate
if
it so
could
much.
Send me a piece of paper where to send the money to. I'll turn around and send a check to you for $25. So
no problem. We'll call you. We're going to call you. Let us know what date to call you.
Leave your phone number.
Leave your phone number, and we'll have someone call you, and then you can send your check. We'll tell you where to send it. Okay? Off
okay.
the air. We'll tell you.
All right.
Thank you.
Give your phone
Thank
number.
You. John.
All right.
John is a long time.
He's got my phone number.
Yes, sir, John. We got you covered, John. We got you, John. We got you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
Merry
you,
Christmas,
John.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, bud.
Thanks, John.
Take care. Take care, guys.
You too. Very Thank generous you. Of you, John.
Merry Christmas.
Mike, it's about that time. Mike, we're just a little bit over the time limit that we normally would do.
Yeah.
So we have to hit this commercial break or it's going to cut you off. So I just want to give you a heads up.
Okay.
We're going to go to break. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Like they say, you know.
This is Charles. We did a show out at the museum in Winter Park. There was the cutest little girl, I'm told, totally blind, 6 years old. Lighthouse of Central Florida can help your blind babies, can help your blind children. They have mentors on staff to work for your children, your babies, your teens, your young adults. They teach them how to interact with others, how to play. They teach them financial abilities. They teach them and prepare them for college. They teach your young adults and prepare them for jobs in the future. So Lighthouse Central Florida is the place to go for all of your needs, as babies, children, young adults, and even senior citizens can find help, assistance, guidance, and education. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Are you seeking a new career opportunity? Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking to fill multiple positions. These individuals are responsible for handling mail and document processing in a secure government facility located in Boyers, Pennsylvania. $1,500 sign-on bonus available, along with relocation, housing, and services assistance to those that qualify. Keystone offers a full range of services to employees, including access technology training, orientation and mobility training, vision rehabilitation, low vision clinic, life skills education and support groups, as well as all support services. Go to keystoneblind.org/jobs for more details on this rewarding opportunity.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
The 37th Annual CSUN Assistive Technology Conference, hosted by the California State University North Ridges Center on Disabilities, will be back in person in 2022. Join us at the Premier Forum on Technology and Persons with Disabilities, March 14th through the 18th at the Anaheim Marriott in California. Don't miss out on the ultimate community experience with numerous educational sessions, special featured presentations, interactive pre-conference workshops, and more. Our large exhibit hall, open March 16th through the 18th, is free to the public and filled with companies offering products and services designed to promote inclusion for people with disabilities. For more information and registration details, visit our website at csun.at/conference.
Are you interested in becoming a customer care professional in a commercial contact center setting? Our friends at Lighthouse Works are currently hiring call center agents. You could be eligible for full benefits and paid training. Find out more at lighthouseworks.org/careers.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Wendy, Tammy, ladies from Connecticut. What I'm trying to get across to the people is your group can stay or go. That's what we're talking about. Is that correct? Because if you don't have money, you don't exist. Is that correct?
That is true. We do need the money. Absolutely.
So the point is that's what we're talking about right now. That's what I'm trying to get across to our listeners. You're trying to stay afloat. You're trying to be there, because whether you meet in a basement of a house, whether you meet in a loft in a barn, the point is you have to have money to do something. There's always, the world we live in is money. Without money, you can't do nothing. It's like when you said, go to a restaurant for Christmas and take your people out to dinner. Well, how are you going to do that? You have no money. If you're going to do something, you have no money to do nothing. So the point that I'm saying, everything in life, you want to do something. You want to make up flyers to do something. You can't even make it a flyer. If you want to do something around New London, and give to charity. You want to have a cake sale. You want to do something. You have to tell people that you're going to do it. It costs money. Everything costs money. You don't have money. That's what we're talking about into the society we're talking about right now. You have no money, and you want to stay there and exist. Got all these people that need your help in New London, or Niantic, Norwich. They need help, and that's what we're talking about. It's not just saying about a building. We're talking about existing. We're not emphasizing this enough. Because the point thing is just very simple. In order for you to try to sell something, whether a watch, people don't know. You know, it's like this way. So some of you folks are very fortunate. You're sighted. That's one of your listeners. Another listener has been listening to the show, so they know all the ifs and buts around.
But there's people in this country that don't know squat, and they're blind. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. I'm talking to those people, like in New London and around. They don't know where to go. They don't even know where to meet a person that's blind. When I went sighted, I told you, I didn't know a blind person. But when I went blind, I didn't know where to go. But I had a sighted wife who helped me. The point is, you folks out there listening, you had a woman call and gave $100. This woman understands. She's from her heart. She understands. She's a blind woman from Brunswick, Georgia. She understands. Carol understands. She's from the heart. She understands what it is. See, you people, you take it for granted that, well, you can go to a group or you go someplace, you do something. Well, they all have money. You folks in West Palm Beach, Florida, you all have money. You can go to certain groups and go there. Great. There's a building. Wonderful. But it's been around for a long time. These people know how to organize. They know what to do. These people on there don't know squat, and that's the problem. They don't know how to will and deal. In the future, they're going to learn how to will and deal. I will help them to learn how to will and deal. But they have to learn. They need to stay in business. We're asking for your help. What, Wendy? You're on.
Oh, well, I'm just saying that, and you're absolutely right, Michael. We've never had our organization run like a business. It's always been run basically like a social organization, just floating by, getting by with as little as we can. And, you know, now with you into the picture, it looks like we're going to be turning it around, you know, big time, hopefully.
Well, that's what's going to happen. Big time. We're going to turn it around. We're going to get on your feet.
Exactly. And doing a lot of things that we weren't able to do before, or if not, doing them bigger and better. And that's what we're really looking to do. You know, we need a better website. We need a logo. We need a graphic artist to print stationery so that we can be branded up here, you know. Those are the things that are going to cost money for us to keep us going and to keep us out there into the community. These are the things we're going to be spending money on. And so that little bit, you know, the money that's coming in is certainly going to help us, you know, to achieve these goals that we have in mind.
A lot of the organizations out there, they take everything for granted. Now we're talking about an organization that doesn't have squat, and they need your help. Not right. One person, one blind person asking for another person of help. You can't help them? It's Christmas time. You can't help this group in New London? I'm asking. You certainly don't call in to help Blind and Beyond, that's for sure. And we're a nonprofit. We're a 501c3. I don't see people volunteering and helping the Blind and Beyond radio show. We don't need your help. Why? Because we have our sponsors and advertisers. But I'm asking now to help this group in New London, Connecticut. You could say, Michael, you're not being right. Why not? Why am I not being right? I'm asking one blind person or one sighted person to help another group in New London. Is that so sorry? Is that sad? Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my listeners who don't get it. I'm sorry for one person saying to another person, we don't care. We don't care about you in New London. You know, go out of business. That ain't right. That's not right. Listeners, you can call in. Be like the people that have called in already and give. Give a pledge. You might not have the money today. You get your money on the 1st of January. Give a pledge. Say, call me January 1st. Call me January 5th and I'll give you money.
And if you're not able to call in tonight for whatever reason or you're thinking about it, you can always write Michael off the air. Send him a note to Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Is that right?
That's right.
That'd probably be as good a way as any to get word to the show. And we'll
write to me, Michael.
Facilitate.
Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. I don't know what else to say. I really don't, because I'm very disappointed with my listeners. They think the show is good. They listen every week. Well, if you listen every week, why can't you help another blind group? I'm not asking for myself. I'm asking for a group. And if you're asking me something, folks, do I know this group? Did I know them a year ago? No. But I'll tell you one thing right now. I checked them out. I did a lot of checking, and they're all legit. And the point is they need help. That's true. And I'm going to help them. Off the air, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to help them, do a lot of helping with them. So I will myself personally help them. And the point that I'm saying is, you people can't give something. That's a disgrace. Well, I don't know what else to say it. That you people can't give something. If you have a heart, you'll give something. A pledge.
Hey, Mike.
You might want to have to think about it. At least as a way of, you know, writing a note to Michael off the air once you decided what you want to do is a good way to handle it as well. So,
you're there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Listen, here's what I'm going to do. I got to talk with my financial advisor first before I make any pledge, because every time I do stuff, I get the back end of everything harder than what I need to, and I don't like sleeping on the couch at night. So I will call you personally and let you know what my wife and I are going to do to let you know what we can do and what we're going to do to help out.
Oh, that's wonderful, Chris.
Thank you so much, Chris.
But I just got, I got to clear with my boss first.
Yeah, you better.
Of course, you've got to ask the boss.
Right.
Oh, I know, that's right.
Thank you. All righty.
I just got a text from my daughter, Chelsea, who was one of the callers. She said that she was so nervous and excited about it. She wants to pledge $50 towards the Center of the Blind.
Oh, all right. Amen. Nice.
Okay.
Well, thank you to Chelsea.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We just got a phone call up here.
I can't believe the person who's called me wants to give money. I just can't believe the people that don't have are calling in, and I can't believe
it. I want you to thank Chris and Nakia, his financial advisor.
And Nakia, thank you so much. They're going to give something.
Right.
That's all.
Thank you.
Anything is better than
thank you. So, that's right.
Right?
I didn't say how much. You didn't hear me say one word about how much.
$10.
I didn't say how much. The question is, why don't you give something? That's the question. It's the thought.
It's the thought.
It's Christmas time. You can't help another group of people. You got. What about them?
Imagine not having anywhere to go.
All you people that have a group to go, you all say, well, I can go do this. I can go here. Great. But other people can't.
I agree with that. Because
you never heard me talk like this. And I'll tell you something. I'm very emotional today because this is not right. This radio show is a 501c3. We're a nonprofit. You never hear me asking, why don't you give to the radio show? You never hear me asking. Why? Because we have sponsors. I spent money. I spent a lot of time getting sponsors and advertisers to keep this show going. That's how we exist. That's how we exist.
It's 1 minute to the top. Of
okay.
The, hour,
the point is, I'm asking for you folks to help these folks in New London, Connecticut.
Wendy,
we're looking for a pledge.
Tammy, we appreciate
407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. What else can I say?
Well, we'll be talking to them again soon.
Well, all I can say is right now, I'm very disappointed with my listeners.
Well, Mike, hold on before you be too disappointed, because I got some callers on the phone line, but we got to take the break.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back on the other side of the break. Don't go away, and you folks call in. On the other side of the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.